There's a deer in the village of Pulaski that won't run away if you come close. Residents have named the deer Bella. She naps on front porches, eats from people's hands, and stands still while children pet her. Bella even has a Facebook page with over 5,000 friends. On a warm day earlier this fall, WRVO's Julia Botero went to Pulaski in hopes of meeting Bella face to snout.
As I pull onto a quiet street in the village, I come across Leon Woods sitting in a chair on his front lawn. He calls himself the ears and eyes of Pulaski. I ask him if he's seen Bella, and he tells me she came by about a week ago.
She's got a mind of her own. She shows up whenever she wants to. Snow doesn't bother her, but when it's really bitter cold, you don't see her. But most of the time, she'll be out. And I always make sure I have an apple or a pear or something in my pocket.
He's the groundskeeper at a local elementary school down the street, where Bella likes to hang out.
Is she good with kids?
Yeah, she is good with kids. Kids can walk right up to her and pet her on the ears and she won't bite.
He says he owns three guard dogs who are now so familiar with Bella walking into his backyard, they don't bark. I tell him I'm hoping to find her today.
Check along the back 40 of the elementary school, you know, where the baseball field is,
yeah,
in the basketball court area. Mm-hmm. She likes to traipse around then through there. That's one of her areas to walk.
Okay.
I get back in my car and drive to the western part of the village and around the school, but no signs of Bella. Les Liscum is raking leaves on his front lawn and smiles when I ask about Bella.
She's been around about 6 years, probably. She comes by and eats my wife's flowers. My wife's not too happy with her sometimes.
He says he's seen Bella look both ways before she crosses the road.
She follows whoever's running, you know, out exercising. And if they got a dog with them, she'll run right along with the dog. Everybody likes her.
The story goes that Bella's mother was hit by a car when she was small. A farmer nearby, no one could tell me exactly who, took the fawn in. One of the farmer's children named her Bella. Eventually, Bella ventured out into the village, and people noticed that this deer had no fear of humans.
She sticks to backyards. There's people. She'll go up on their back porch and lay down, and they'll feed her whatever they feed her, and they're not supposed to, but they do.
Kevin Dix is a patrolman with the Pulaski Police Department. I saw him driving around the village earlier and managed to catch up with him at the station.
I'm not an environmental conservation officer, so I don't worry too much about it.
But Steve Joel is with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he does worry.
As special as they may feel by having a tame deer, I think the community would be better served knowing the reality of the situation rather than living in somewhat of a Disney world.
He says just because Bella is well-fed doesn't mean she's getting the type of nutrition she needs, and that can affect her mood. If Bella were to get pregnant, her hormones would make her aggressive.
You know, you may be interacting with that animal and you think that it's thinking the same way you are, that, hey, you guys are lifelong buds, you know, we're friends, we're not going to hurt each other. But that animal doesn't have that same perception.
And he says a wild animal like Bella, who is free to roam, can pick up diseases and spread them to humans and pets. Usually the DEC will kill a deer that's become tame for the sake of public health and safety. Joel says he's not sure why Bella has been left alone, but if it was his decision, he wouldn't be taking chances.
There's just so many things that could go wrong, and while everything's going well and everyone's happy and enjoying the deer, that's great, but it can turn in a heartbeat, and once that happens, often it's too late.
After a morning of driving down village streets, I finally find Bella. She's eating rotting Halloween pumpkins in someone's front yard. I get out of the car and walk up to her. She sniffs my hand like a dog, and I pet her.
Oh, you're so pretty. You're so pretty.
I wonder if maybe I should be more careful, but I've never been this close to a live deer before. It's exciting and a bit scary. She looks calm, so I stand next to her for a while, trying to feed her cherry tomatoes. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Pulaski.